Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching this Holy Mass through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church has a feast. It's the feast of Saints Philip and Saint James, Saint James the Lesser, two of the apostles. Saint James is the patron saint of those who are dying. So we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we do take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience, looking back on the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way. We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness, and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And now, assured that we have received forgiveness, we praise and we thank our God with a prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who gladdened us each year with the feast day of the Apostles Philip and James, grant us, through their prayers, a share in the passion and the resurrection of your only begotten Son. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel that I preached to you, which you indeed received, and in which you also stand. Through it you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Their message goes out through all the earth. Their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Their message goes out through all the earth. Not a word nor discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. Their message goes out through all the earth. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The readings that we're hearing today have been assigned to this feast of Saints Philip and James. And I really believe that they're appropriately chosen. That first reading brings in the name of James. The responsorial psalm is the message goes out through all the earth. And the early apostles certainly did that by the way they lived their lives. We look at the Alleluia verse, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and then it's repeated in this Gospel of John that we just heard. When I hear this phrase where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, my memory banks kick in a little bit because I go back to the time when I was in the seminary at St. John's at Collegeville, Minnesota, for my last 4 years of theology before I was ordained a priest. And in the seminary, we had a refectory where we ate lunch and dinner all the times we were there. And there was a mosaic on the one wall, maybe about 3 feet by 3 feet, of the Byzantine head of Christ. But then the words underneath that image of Christ was in Latin, Ego sum via veritas et vita. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus is trying to impart to Thomas and the other apostles, Philip particularly, as we read it in this gospel, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. They had to believe that. If they didn't believe that, there was no way that they would be able to do the marvelous things that they were able to do as followers of Jesus. And I always thought it was appropriate, perhaps in retrospect years later, that same saying was on that refectory wall. I think it helped us as seminarians to realize that when we are ordained, we're not going to be preaching ourselves. We are going to be preaching Jesus, who declares himself, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Don't let any other message get in the way of that. And it doesn't have to be for seminarians, and it doesn't have to be for priests. It can be for us as well. We can certainly hear these words of Jesus ringing in our ears. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. When we attend Mass, the big challenge after we leave the church or the chapel is that how will I be, you know, the hands, the eyes, and the ears of Jesus? Will people be able to know immediately by what we do, by what we say, by what our actions are, that we are followers of Jesus and we are committed to what He is all about. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. We need to live that of Jesus. Let us be His followers as the early apostles were His followers 2,000 years ago. We're Jesus' followers now. And we have a message to proclaim just as they did. And let us pray just in a moment of quiet prayer, bowing our heads, asking God to give us the courage to make His message known to others by the way we ourselves live our lives. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God the needs, the prayers, the petitions we bring. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for all priests, that they will be protected with strength and fidelity in their leadership of the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that its leaders and citizens may establish a culture of life in our country by protecting the rights of the unborn, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have separated themselves from the Church, that their hearts will be transformed so that they may accept the message of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from chronic illness and for those undergoing or recovering from surgery, that God will grant them peace and healing, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the holy souls in purgatory for whom this Mass is being offered, that they may soon discover the joy, eternal life with Christ in heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that You do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that You know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the bread we offer You. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Forever.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the wine we offer You. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
God, be pleased with the sacrifice that we offer You. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, the offerings that we bring for the feast day of the Apostles Philip and James, and bestow on us religion pure and undefiled through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give You thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For You, Eternal Shepherd, do not desert Your flock, but through the blessed apostles like Philip and James, watch over it and protect it always, so that it may be governed by those that You have appointed shepherds to lead in the name of Your Son. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of Your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Philip, St. James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Please share with one another a greeting of peace. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, with faith in your love and mercy, and your body. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. Amen. The body of Christ. 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 And let us stand now to conclude our prayer. Purify our minds, we pray, O Lord, by these holy gifts that we have received, so that contemplating you in your Son, together with the apostles Philip and James, we may be worthy to possess eternal life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. And after each of these prayers, would you please respond, Amen. May God, who has granted you to stand firm on apostolic foundations, graciously bless you through the glorious merits of the holy apostles Philip and James. Amen. And may he who endowed you with the teaching and the example of the apostles make you under their protection witnesses to the truth before all.
Amen.
So that through the intercession of the apostles, you may inherit the eternal homeland, for by their teaching you possess firmness of faith.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Dan is in Chicago. He was unemployed when he first gave. Can't wait to hear his story. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I was just going to say that when I started listening to Relevant Radio, I was pretty much a confused Protestant individual who believed in God, but I really didn't have a direction. I didn't have a church. I had been shunned by one. I was confused completely by the other. And as I was going to these Protestant churches, I went with my wife to a Catholic church. And it seemed to me I was getting more truth in the Catholic church, even though I didn't want to be part of it, than I did in the Protestant churches. And so I guess I wanted to do a little bit of research, and my in-laws had this Relevant Radio bumper sticker. So I started listening. I started to understand. And I came into the church, and eventually I began giving to Relevant Radio. At the time, I was still unemployed. I gave $15, $5 for each of my children, so that they might have the same opportunity and same resource for Catholic knowledge that I did. And then when I look at it and I see that, what was it, St. Philomena said to St. John Vianney, there is nothing more precious than the salvation of souls. So there's so many reasons to give. If I was to tell you one thing, or to each listener, humble yourself. Just humble yourself and do it. Because when you humble yourself, you take those steps towards God. So I appreciate your help and all the donors before me and after me. And what a wonderful apostle. Thank you so much.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.